Monday is a difficult day of the week for many people, including myself. And it's especially difficult when Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday has been really exciting and full of unexpected connections, surprises, what I'll call thrillings. It is a difficult because on Monday morning, all that is over and the new week beckons and you have to knuckle down to the business of, what have I got on the in tray on a Monday? And this audio is about all that. This audio is about about that difficulty, and it's a contribution to thinking about that difficulty. And I'm doing it in order to help other people realize that it isn't just themselves who have that difficulty, that there is certainly a person here who is thinking about that. So I, without going into any details, I've had the experience of having a very, very full agenda during not just Thursday and Friday. It spilled into Saturday and Sunday, and some of it was business, very commercial, and some of it was artistic and very uncommercial, and some of it straddled both. So it was that rich a kind of an experience, and some of it were pre-planned meetings which left their impact, and others were completely unexpected bits of serendipitous connecting that left me sort of gasping for breath because of how unexpectedly amazing they were. So, but Monday morning then faces into getting out the diary and looking at what has to be done. And there was a meeting this morning at 10 o'clock, which I was facing into. And I found myself with about 45 minutes after the time I left my daughter to school and the time that I had my 10 o'clock meeting with Adon Enright. It doesn't matter who Adon Enright is. He was just a guy who I was meeting to do business with. So I decided that I would spend the time between 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock consolidating. So I went back through my Moleskine notebook where I had taken notes, and I compiled a list of the contacts that I had made, and I started to systematically send them emails, text messages, telephone calls to either thank them for what had happened, and move forward the prospect of meeting them again, or send them content that I had created during the previous 4 days, which I knew that they wouldn't pick up from my normal online platforms. In other words, they wouldn't, for example, be on Audioboo. So if I didn't send them a copy of the Audioboo on by email, they would never hear it. And I wanted them to hear what their own words, in some cases, or else in other cases, me talking about them. Or else them entirely, yes. So that sort of is the context. So I spent 45 minutes doing that. I then had this meeting which began with me being listened to. I mean, it's really good when somebody begins a meeting and they have an agenda and they actually have specific things they want you to do at the end of the meeting, which is the situation I was in. The man I was meeting had great clarity about what he wanted me to do. But instead of sitting down at the table and saying, "Look, Paul, I'm in a bit of a hurry, actually. Can I just tell you the things I want you to do before I meet you on Wednesday?" No, he didn't. He gave me space and time for me to listen to him, for him to listen to me, for me basically to let out, and for me to discuss with him the difficulties of moving from one week to the other. This, I got enormous benefit out of doing this because it enabled me to talk about the issue and enabled me, quite unconsciously, to develop a plan for what I was going to do. And how quickly I could do it. because like everybody else, I can't afford to be spending too much time dwelling on what happened last week. I actually have stuff that I have to produce this week, which hasn't yet, you know, left the drawing board. So I want to close down as much as can reasonably be closed down out of last week, sort of, to use Seth Godin's term, ship it, and then be able to move on without losing the potential goodies that, you know, came along, because they could well be the seed corn for future business ventures. So it was handy to make a list of all the people I had contacted and the kind of context in which I had contacted them. It was also very, very handy that I had a Moleskine notebook which I could go back through. But I then said, well, the first thing you do is you express gratitude for the previous week. So I used that as a template. I said, I thought, well, I'll use gratitude as the driving force. So I basically went into the mode of, you know, the thank yous. Now, thanking somebody involved me contacting them, and thanking them could also mean that it kept alive the possibility that we would meet again. So the very act of thanking, which on one level is kind of a closing down act, thanks very much, glad, you know, delighted to have got that, actually, in this particular case, was a way of keeping open the relationship for the future. So at that point in the making of this audio, I was interrupted by something, and time has moved on, and we're about 8 hours later at this stage, or 6 hours later. And but that's enough, really. I just I'm glad to have flagged up the issue about how you move from one week to the other. I would be very keen to hear what tips and techniques any of you can offer to me on you know, what you do in order to deal with moving from one week to another. Okay, thanks very much. Thank you very much for listening to this. And if you feel any inclination to respond, please do.